All right, welcome back. Hobo Frank and Vern Inge in the studio tonight. Who's talking? Final segment. We'll start this segment with Frank doing the Olympic update. Frank?
All right, the lacrosse team has Vermont on Tuesday in Kloeckner Stadium.
The Catamounts.
Correctamundo. The game was supposed to be at 7 p.m., but it's been moved to 4 p.m. because they're expecting bad weather. Baseball, the number 19 Virginia Cavaliers are still undefeated at 12-0. 9-1 victory over Bucknell on Sunday at Davenport.
Yeah, they're taking no prisoners.
Cavaliers are smacking the ball everywhere. Mm-hmm. Going to use a lot of words there. Game with VMI on Wednesday has been postponed due to the bad weather that's coming. Women's basketball, a little redemption there. They beat the number 24 Florida State Seminoles 72-60, so Joanne Boyle had something to smile about. Men's tennis, how about this? Brian Bolin and the Virginia men's tennis team pounded number 5 ranked Oklahoma 6-1, Hobo, on Sunday afternoon at the Boyd Tinsley courts at the Boar's Head Club. Brian Bolin was just on the show recently, and he's pretty much accepted the fact that they've got to get the national title this year. He knows everybody's watching. Women's lacrosse, let's see here.
I think they got beat recently, didn't they?
Well, they lost a tough game to Maryland. That Maryland team is really, really good. Men's golf team is finishing the USF Invitational. I think they were third place. I don't know where they were today. They're playing pretty well. I'm proud of them. Let's see here. Virginia lacrosse team only dropped from 6th to 8th in the polls, and I think they're going to bounce back. They've got some big games coming up.
Yeah, you lose a game in overtime to a quality team on the road, you're not going to drop too far in the rankings generally.
So Vermont, not considered a toughie, but then on Saturday, March 9th, Cornell comes to Charlottesville. That is a big game.
Yeah, I think from this point forward, no cupcakes on that Virginia schedule, other than maybe Vermont. But once you get to this weekend and beyond,
they're all heavy hitters.
It's serious. But all right, we got Vern in studio, our guest predictor of ACC basketball. Matter of fact, we have the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. Maybe Vern can do this. This will be our first. We've never had a LeClaire Ryan employee do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
We've selected the men's basketball game against Duke, of course, this week.
We weren't going to pick Boston College.
Not much to talk about in that one. So, obviously, Joe Harris and his Herculean efforts in that game were unbelievable. He was just unstoppable. 36 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Played some great defense and made a lot of plays down the stretch to send Duke back to Durham with the major loss, and obviously upsetting Coach K so much he gets into a shoving match with a security guard, we understand. Big win for the young Hoos, and obviously great effort by Joe Harris.
I think we ought to bill LeClaire for a little extra on this since we had a LeClaire person do the spot.
We couldn't have timed it any better.
All right, tomorrow night, Virginia Tech at Duke, gentlemen. What do you think? The Hokies have any chance down in Cameron?
I'll start. Virginia Tech at Duke. There might be a feel-good factor after the big win this weekend by the Hokies and Eric Green's big send-off. I think this is going to be a nail-biter. Duke is looking past them. That's my pick.
80-60, Duke.
No way. Go ahead.
Well, Virginia Tech plays Duke pretty well down in Cameron, or they have in recent years. They did get hammered in Blacksburg, so I think they'll show up maybe a closer game than one would think.
North Carolina at Maryland on the 6th.
Big game. Very close, but I think Tar Heels will get the W.
I agree with that. I think the Tar Heels win by 4.
Close game. I think the home team might pull an upset there.
Virginia at Florida State.
No two ways about it. It's a must-have game. I think the Wahoos are going to break the streak. Please win by at least 1.
Please have a 15-point lead with 4 minutes to go. That's what I want.
Going to need that. That's right. Going to need that. So, 54-49, Hoos.
All right. Upcoming show. We've got Terry Gates will join us in studio to do our ACC tournament preview next Monday night. Possibly Corey Alexander calling in.
Yes. And then we'll do live shows from the tournament Thursday, Friday.
Go Wahoos.
Go Hoos.
On Richmond Sports Radio 910, Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.